Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
But you are invaders.
No, we saved you, and they ordered us to.
It was your people who came to us. We did not come to them.
I don't know about that.
Well, we
do. Just start some, like, fairy civil war now. Even hobgoblins moving on the fairies.
That'd be the first war we start.
She says, I will find out what's going on, but if I were you, I would get moving.
And even then, we just fought a giant green dragon. What makes you think we can't take out some fairies?
Because we just fought a giant green dragon.
Let's not. You look half dead.
Jenny, let's not threaten queen's people in front of her.
I'm not threatening them. I'm saying what makes her think that we can't take them right now.
That's it.
I can. Not go out with fire.
You will.
You out of the cave to go talk to the other berries.
Oh, bye. I'm going to look around the cave for one.
You're going to stay around while you insult her and threaten her and act like...
See? That was what I said!
That was not a threat!
That was
so
a
what
threat.
Makes you think we can't kill fairies? That's a threat?
That I'm not saying
what makes you think I can't kill you right now?
Well, I didn't...
That's a threat. That's what
actually,
that is.
Actually, you didn't say you were going... Like, you
that's what you said! That is what you said!
No. What I'm saying is, you didn't say your people might come to attack us. And I didn't say, hey,
she also,
what makes you think?
She wasn't...
She wasn't threatening, though. She was warning.
Yeah, that was
she
a was warning,
she
not
was
a
going
threat.
To attack. She was saying there's probably a fairy going to attack.
And I said, what makes you think we can't take on some fire?
That's a threat.
That's not a threat.
Sounded like one to her. She doesn't want to see her people get killed. So.
You're still her people.
Well, anyway. I'm still going to look around the cave, and if I find any valuable, I'm taking them.
Okay.
I deserve it. I almost died.
This is clearly not the lair of the dragon.
Yeah.
There's no treasure here. There's no furniture here. I mean, this is a natural cave. I mean, you could snoop around in the crooks and crannies. You may find something probably that belongs to the fairies. You think?
I'll look.
Okay.
I'll make an attempt as well.
All right. So two of you
answer.
Meanwhile, is Aaron in the room?
No.
Okay. Brunson is no longer afraid. You can move Jake, or you can move Dermud and Lycan's bodies, but they're not going to come back to consciousness, you don't think?
I have one copy of Death
and Lycan. Dermud and Lycan are deeply unconscious from poisonous gas.
Which one of you is lighter? Oh, wait, I'm not out there yet. You are probably lighter. He weighs like 210.
Yeah, I'm like 150.
Guess you'll be second. Easier to carry.
I'm really small and skinny, but I have 18.
I'm heading
strength.
Back.
Alright.
You're wiry.
With or without the sphere?
18 strength.
Lean. Good.
Okay, you dribble ball back up the hill. You ride back at the precipice. You see that there's quite a few tangled vines and stuff, but you can still maneuver to a position where you can see down there, which you do. You see that she has laid the two of them out rather peacefully looking. You're pretty sure they look dead. No way to check them for sure, but they look dead. They're covered over with a light dusting of green, and they don't appear to be breathing.
My cowardice has caused my friends to die.
It's all about me. It's all about me. Okay.
What about the dragon? Where's the dragon?
The dragon lays dead, its head lolling out of the cave. Its tongue is dragging in the stream, or in the little pond next to the waterfall. Its eyes are rolled back in its head.
I want a dragon.
A pool of blood is slowly oozing out across the rocks and rolling into the...
I want a dragon.
Rolling into
find
the
a metal one. They're nicer.
I want a baby dragon.
Find a metal
I
one.
I will look for
find
a baby dragon.
Find a metal dragon, not a chromatic dragon.
No, I want a real baby dragon.
That is a real dragon.
I'm just saying a good dragon instead of a bad dragon.
I mean, if it's bad, I can say it's
get a gold
good,
one.
Or I can just kill it.
Good
if
luck.
I'm saying a
nature.
Baby dragon.
Anyway, you're not having this conversation, so...
I can just teach it to be good, or else I'll kill it.
Yeah.
Who's that?
That's how it's gonna go down. That's very, very strong.
If my children aren't good people when they grow up, I'll kill them.
Honestly, that's very much well in character for Janie. It's just
that's exactly how she would do it.
Okay. So what are we doing? Bezor's awake, by the way.
I'm gonna hamster ball over to where the dead people are.
Okay. Yeah, you pretty much did already.
Oh no, are they dead?
I'll head back.
Okay. Yeah, we got eaten.
She's just sitting there.
Not sure. I'll head back to the other two.
Yeah, head back to poison of some sort, so they're not dead now.
Okay, so are you going to the bottom level by where the waterfall is, where you were prepared to pounce from, or are you going back up to the precipice?
Leon!
The precipice.
What?
So we have people dying!
You have a giant glowing hamster ball. You have Charlotte is there. And the two of them are laying on the ground.
Okay, I guess I have to go help the people who are dying.
I'm still looking for Trekker.
Okay. After I
get to the
because I had a minute. Cause he
yeah,
was
I'll give you at least a minute.
The one that will become her.
No paladin.
Okay.
I say, where's Jane?
No babysitters.
Ron, roll a d6. Basil yells, where's Jane?
A six.
No, he said Jake.
Jake, where's Jake? Okay. And you, anyone that looks can see Jake, he is on the edge of the pool. He's stripped off most of his awesome suit of plate mail armor, and he's yelling, my armor's down there!
I rolled a six.
Okay. You're not surprised, but you do flinch as two fairies flying in kind of formation zip in kind of like up close to you out of the woods, but they obviously they're outside the sphere, and they fire their bows at you, but the arrows bounce off the sphere.
What the heck was that?
And then they zip off into the woods.
Didn't we just help these guys?
Oh, by the way, the fairies are gonna try to kill you.
Why?
I hear Jake say, ow!
They like the dragon. It made it summer.
I knew I should just fireball them all.
More experience if you just fireball all the fairies.
Wait.
Okay, can we gather them up into a group?
Make bait for a fake dragon.
Anybody got fairy bait?
Fairy fire
the dragon
is
turned the area into summer.
Well, make it look like it's summer.
So, wait, it's like winter now?
It's back to spring. Early spring.
We should make a...
The sun is in direct light. The temperature is back down to 60 degrees.
A metal pole.
The breeze is blowing. Worse than that, the blackish, with a hint of red tint to it, blood of the dragon is flowing into the pool and polluting it, even as we speak.
Oh,
I'm sure we'll pay for that somehow.
Dragon blood is expensive, though.
Yeah. It just changes the color. Who cares?
Just remember to click.
Okay. Here, Jake. Ah! It's shooting me down here.
What does flaming do?
Okay.
That is a joke.
In the cave, the two of you search. Go ahead and roll percentile dice.
Can I go through water in wraith form? Or?
No. You can go through tiny spaces like cracks and crevices, but you can't actually go.
You cannot travel on the atomic level.
Yeah, it's not that small.
It's not atomic, it's molecular. Oh, yeah.
46.
Drawer.
What? What am I rolling?
Tile dice.
You're gonna aim for low.
Low? This'll work. How's 24?
You really wanted 2.
I'm also a thief, so I think I have a better chance than her.
I'm rolling the 4.
Finding
treasure. Detecting miscellaneous magic items? I don't think that's a thief skill.
Yeah. I might have detect magic.
Pocketing, perhaps. Miscellaneous magic items. Okay, there we go.
I should have taken detect magic. Took augury instead.
So wait a minute, they like the dragon, but we were sent here by them to...
In all fairness, you were asked by one of them that you met on the elemental plane of water to come. So to say sent by them is kind of strong.
Yeah, that was their legal representative,
yeah,
as far as we understood.
Right, well, they could have killed that fairy you sent. Who's sent us. They are.
We catch that fairy's name.
Oh no! If they're removing the queen, is this going to be like a reign of terror in the fairy community?
We've just made another. We just started another civil war.
Yeah, they're just gonna start beheading fairies who supported the queen and us.
The chain lightning would be awesome.
If you support the mother, the
electric. Does anyone have a copy of electricity?
Death upon you.
Yes.
Does anyone have an electricity?
Oh, I also
electricity
have
overloaded?
Sleight of hand. Ha.
Course pulse.
We need a board.
Yeah, we need a board.
Okay. So, down along the corner, and pretty much the two of you find it at the same time. You find a little crevice. There's moss and lichen growing over it, and then the moss and lichen has been kind of laid in place to cover the crevice. But it looks a little suspicious, and you kind of probe a little bit, and you find that little space in there. And there's some coins. They look silver, but they've got like that kind of like blackish greenish ichor on them that kind of makes it like it might be. They could be silver, could be platinum. It's hard to say without pulling them out, cleaning them up a little bit. It's not a mint that either of you are familiar with. And then there's a few gems.
I'll take the gems.
Hold on. Didn't I find it?
Let him explain this.
We found it at the same time, so we'll split the gems.
We're putting them in party treasure.
I'm taking mine.
We are putting them in party treasure.
We did most of the work.
That may be true.
Right. I am
you can
doing,
make that argument later after you face Brunson's next fireball that was the first thing to hit the dragon.
I mean, that's
since,
him.
Let's see,
he can get some
you
too.
Poisoned it, it made it save. You sonic blasted it twice, it made it save both times.
You did next to
you
nothing.
Slung it twice. That was your entire contribution.
Did,
but
I did,
you did take a lot of hits.
I did.
She did take a lot of hits.
Yeah. I did 53 damage.
And that's cool, but I'm still taking some.
It's a good thing our party treasure system is to split it evenly for each encounter that we participate.
And that's what I was gonna do.
We can't split gems.
Yes, we can
split the gold.
What if we never?
Anyway, I assume you're reaching into the hole and pulling out whatever else is in there. Okay, you can roll a saving throw versus poison.
Oh, I got neutral.
If you don't die, you can cast
that's
it.
That's what you can.
What do I got wrong?
Or you can cast that on your dying
instant karma.
I don't think I did.
See, we just go by what level druid you are.
You know what they say about
your druid.
Almost
it's
seven.
So your save is a nine.
It's
so nine
I'm,
or better. Nine or higher.
Let me see your thing.
No. Roll your own dice.
You can roll mine.
Does that go high?
It's been rolling high for me, but I don't really believe that.
Still a random number.
You didn't roll 9, did you?
I rolled a 10. Or 18, or whatever that was. Something that had a...
what did you roll?
This one counts. Live or die.
9.
Okay, you made it. Alright, so you take 7 points of damage.
Okay.
You still conscious?
Let me look.
No. It's gonna be close.
Yep. Because I have 10, 20... 34 plus 7.
So you're 41 out of 48?
Yep.
Okay.
48? No, 46.
Or 46.
I don't remember what
you do not have more hit points than me.
If it gets that close.
It sounds like that.
Anyway, it's 46
so written down right there, so
whatever.
Where?
She was going off of her memory because we handled her character sheet for her today.
You might not even have that many.
It's somewhere in the
40s. What level are you?
6 almost 7.
Alright, anyway,
don't worry about it. 1,000
away from 7. The point is, you feel dizzy, you realize that you've been poisoned.
I'm going to use neutralized poison.
Okay, so you're going to neutralize poison on yourself?
Yeah.
Or you could use it on your unconscious diet, but it's okay.
I'm using it on myself, so
if I can get guilted into it, so can you.
If you use it on yourself, you will not be able to save your brother who lies dying.
He's dying?
That's what you heard Brunson yell, yes? While you guys are on
the elevator. Yeah, I guess I'll
see
him
in a little bit.
I'm negative
a
lot.
That's not going to kill me, will it?
That's said, all the damage you're going to take from him.
He said,
oh,
he said
we are dying.
He said we had a minute to
treasure.
Look. He said we had a minute to look for treasure
right.
Before you
okay.
All right, I'll save it for him.
All right. Now, realize the treasure is still poisoned, so to take it would be to risk it again. And meanwhile,
I have
a much better poison.
I have gloves.
Okay.
I'll put on my gloves.
And, all right. Like, try to pick it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll saves over to poison with +2 on your dice.
No, I want poison.
Roll it.
Poison goes right through the gloves.
Okay. 14.
Okay. 2 points.
One left.
You got 2 points left. Can you grab some more treasure?
Wait, yeah. I think you need a shovel.
A what?
A shovel. Shovel.
Or you can worry about it later.
I have a helmet.
Oh, wait. I think I might have
some. Pressing
yeah. Anyway, meanwhile,
yeah, the person that literally
you were leaving to go find out what's going on. Because yeah. people are dying
I
outside.
Was...
And while the two of you are standing there,
yay! Fairies are going to kill you!
Four fairies come in and attack. Now, the good news is fairies do not do much damage at all.
All she has
all,
is two.
Versus Theon. Two on Theon. One hit does 0 to 1 damage.
I'd rather die
zero,
from a dragon.
You take one non real. If it's one, you take one real. It is one real.
I think I'm still
I am at 2 hit points.
No, it was not the door, it was me.
Because I'm like way below in non real.
You're way below zero?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you're still unconscious. You have to later have at least one non real.
So it's going to be how fast do I regain?
One per minute.
So it's going to be 11 more minutes.
So, Deer Moon is laying at the top of the ridge.
Danny.
Brunson is giving him CPR by rolling the ball on and off of his chest.
He's like, it's one ring.
Staying alive. Keep staying alive. No, it's not this.
You can't do that.
I'm rolling the ball onto his chest off because I'm in a
ball.
I did CPR before you were born.
Stay alive.
Four, five, or six, you did a point.
What?
How old are you?
14.
It's CPR before you were born. So. I know how it works.
Just while you're still staying there, Arden, while Theon's still staying there, she smacks at one of the fairies that just shot at the two of you as it's trying to fly away.
Yep.
And it soars out of control, slams into the ground, and is laying on the ground unconscious.
Oh, you didn't take 2 damage?
No.
She took a damage.
Halfway down.
She's at 1 hit point.
No, I'm not. Right.
Okay, outside you hear. Outside you hear. As fairies, probably you think 50 to 60 of them are flying all over.
37 damage.
30,
okay.
35.
So going forward, as long as you are within reach of the grove, every round you'll be attacked by D3 fairies.
38 out of
48. You have
48
hit points?
I don't think it's 48 or 46. Okay. That's what
I thought you just said a few minutes
ago. Don't have
a fairy. That's how much she was down.
If you get hit again, you're unconscious, so. That's the problem with no character sheet. Alright, anyway,
well,
so if you stay within reach of the pond, you will get attacked by D3 fairies every round.
Okay, well, I'm going to cure light wounds myself.
You will get attacked by D3 fairies while doing so, and if they do a point of damage, you will lose your cure light wounds.
Can I?
If
well,
you
I'm
stay
only
here,
at...
every round you stay, you will get attacked by D3 fairies.
I'm at 2.
I understand.
Well, then get out of there and come
okay.
help us.
I am running.
Run away! Valiantly! These are mosquitoes from beyond!
They're mosquitoes with bows.
Did I heal myself?
Mosquitoes with bows in a revenge complex.
I have it 2 times, so I can do
roll
that.
Roll
D6. Look for a
dragon treasure that's in
this.
And I have an item.
It's not dragon
treasure. 6.
I'm sure the dragon's treasure is in there somewhere.
No, it's not as Larry said.
Oh, yeah,
no,
6 back.
Well, then,
Larry. The
treasure's gone.
Legend says, Bezor will tell you when he finally wakes up.
6 again.
Okay. That if you kill an evil dragon outside its lair, all of its treasure goes to Tiamat.
Yep.
That's the legend.
Okay, so
that's
why
I thought this was his lair, so.
It was dragon's
I know how much treasure you get for killing Tiamat.
He came here because he invaded the fairy's territory. That was the whole adventure.
All
okay.
The treasure in the world.
Anyway, so you are getting attacked by D3 fairies, however.
One single copy.
I'm going to smack both of them once I'm done with
they both miss.
Four wishes every day.
well, one single copper piece that is infinitely large.
That's an infinitely large copper piece.
That was it?
The universe ends as you murder
7,
the mother of dragons.
4.
And the copper piece engulfs the universe.
Or coin
piece.
So you smack another one. You do realize these are woodland beings
over.
That you're killing. These are your.
Oh, you're killing fairies?
You're killing
awesome.
Your brothers and sisters.
I'm killing them? I thought
yes.
I was smacking them
out. You're smacking them
being,
out of the sky into the ground.
A being with twigs
that's
for bones smashes into a wall.
Yeah.
He's
fine.
I am not dealing with this. I just have to take damage from a giant dragon.
I understand you don't want to die. I'm just telling you that this is outside druidic nature to kill fairies.
No, it's just survival of the fittest. This is druidic survival of the fittest.
Druidic survival.
I'm going to probably...
If you're not fit enough to kill a druid, you're not fit enough to live.
Can I see my items?
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
This is awesome. Good. Trying to steal treasure from the rest of the party, and she gets poisoned twice, and now she's murdering fairies. I'm a druid.
She's in a large.
Should I scoop him out with my staff?
You can get him out of the crevice, probably.
She's a shrink on herself, just to make it more fair.
Just to make sure.
More fair.
Which doesn't.
Just leave it on him. It's not worth the trouble.
Let's get
I want it. Okay,
it's going to
I'm risking this.
I know where. I know you have it.
Greed. That's fine. Yes, the answer to your question is greed.
Okay. She has unsatiable greed.
Undisclosed desires.
But I'm going to get out.
Keep it out. Okay. You are attacked by fairies.
How many?
Three.
I'm going to smack him again.
Can't. You're digging.
Oh yeah, staff. True.
Miss. Hit. Hit.
Okay.
She's going down.
How much?
2 real points of damage.
Woo!
She minor healed herself, so she's got room to play with.
I have
10. You're lucky, bug.
35 points right now, so I need 10. No.
How much did you heal?
12.
2 minor heal.
I did 12 points of damage back.
Okay. Meanwhile, what is everyone else doing?
I am rolling the ball onto Dermoot's chest to do chest compressions.
I'm being rolled on.
Live! Live, Dermoot!
Stay alive!
Oh, wait, which brother's dying, by the way? Oh!
I'm yelling at me.
I'm running! I have little legs!
Once I get out of the crevice, I'm going to shoot against my book bag and then run off.
Jake says, should we be killing these fairies?
Heck, heck!
Yes!
I just killed 3! They're killing me! I can't get my armor!
What's about his armor?
How long has it been since,
your brother's dying!
You should go get the armor.
I yelled that down to him.
How long had it been when I got back since I had woken up?
6.
Your dragon, total of 10.
Okay, I need 1 more minute to wake up.
Magic item, but... Yes, I could if I was outside of this sphere that's keeping me alive.
You need to go. Magic. You can go down in the pool and get his armor.
Oh, no, you can't because you're.
Oh, I get up
to the sphere.
You can't just levitate the sphere.
He goes to the edge.
Yeah, you can just run up the edge. Come on, come on.
Just run up a vertical edge. Yeah, I can do that.
This is what that looks like. Anyway.
That sounds realistic.
Okay. What is Charlotte doing during this time?
I want this chair. Oh no, I can't have the chair.
Okay. Charlotte is continually yelling at Theon and Janny to come up here.
I've been running for like 5 minutes now. I don't know what's going on.
No. I'm gonna grab a small purse from my book bag and I'm going to scoop it all over.
There's a pile of cats.
Okay. I'm gonna like line it up and then push it in while I'm holding this like.
Okay.
Seems there's been a slight.
So once I get every. We'll assume you got a few gems and coins in the bag.
Alright, now I'm gonna rush out to. Okay.
Meanwhile, you arrive at the top of the precipice to see Dermoot and Lightning laying on the ground, apparently dead.
Which one looks more dead?
Neither. They both look dead. Dead is dead.
No, there's a difference between dead and mostly dead.
Yeah, he looks less dead because. Brunson is rolling the ball on him.
Doing damage the entire time.
But he's lighter.
Crushing his face.
He's easier to...
I'm gonna run as fast as I can. Okay. So hopefully I'll
D3 fairy attack on Theon. 1.
I have death door, yes.
Missed.
You have a death door?
I do have a death door.
Well, hurry up.
I don't know which one is death door!
Brunson's ball reflects more fairy arrows.
Beep, beep, beep!
Ah! Can I see them?
Yeah.
Magic missile.
Magic
missile.
Yes.
1 second, Dermoot.
Shoot at my ball.
I get three missiles.
1 arrow or 1 missile per fairy, I take it.
Yes.
Okay.
Beep, 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 beep.
Just do it on him.
You don't have to roll damage. So basically, they go out, the fairies turn and run, and you see, like, one gets caught in mid-flight. And
yes!
One sits behind a tree, and you just see fairy guts come up from behind the tree.
Take that, you dragon-loving fairies! That's what I say.
Okay, I'll cast.
Yes, I'm taunting the fairies because I'm Dearman. Bigger than them.
Yeah, you're casting Death's Door on Dearman?
Yeah.
Okay, roll your initiative.
Initiative?
Yeah, let's see if
they're attacking.
They might interrupt you.
They may fly up and try to disrupt your Death's Door.
8.
One fairy will attack you during your Death's Door.
They're that fast?
They're very fast.
They're fairies.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they're very fast.
He misses.
They're very fast.
Very fast. Oh, he misses. Man. The death door goes off. You're at zero.
Wait, the sanctuary's open. I'm going to do a drum.
I will cast Cure Light Wounds on myself, because I am at 2.
Okay. So while you're casting Cure Light Wounds on yourself, one fairy attacks you.
Careful, Arden. There's a whole party member
Everyone else, make sure you know if you're waiting while you're standing. If you're standing around waiting while you're casting spells, in a minute I'm going to come back. He's up to 2d3 right now. So if you stay around waiting, you're going to get attacked by fairies.
If I see another concentration of fairies.
Can I go look for Basil?
Yes. In fact, as soon as you start to go that direction, he's waking up anyway.
By the way, did I do anything while I was in combat? I didn't really...
Not that 7, that puts me at 10.
I'm at 9 now.
He hit you while you were casting your spell. He rolls one actual point of damage
full
and loses the spell.
Set of box topper
you
champions. Hear
me? Okay. If he rolls one actual point of damage, you lose a spell. Thanks. If he rolls non-real, you will not.
Okay.
He rolled one actual real point of damage. Take one.
So I'm down to 1 now.
Down to 1, yes.
Can I boost out of this through this?
If you could get someone under you.
Okay. Lay on the ground! Crunch, boost. Well, you only have, like... 3 points of structural now, but...
How fat are you?
3 structural and heal 1 point of damage. Versus that magic 3 times. If you make it, you get 1 point of healing.
I'll bounce the sphere off of your chest several times.
I guess I'll lay on the ground.
So, Basor is awake. Charlotte is aware of it. The two of you see each other through the woods. I think probably we're losing the... fancy copy by now.
Probably.
Alright, so we're just going to say there's one Basor. He's coming up the hill. Charlotte is there.
You got to be getting towards the end
of my spell. As he moved away from the precipice, I'm going to do only 1d3 on Charlotte. I got 3, however.
I feel like I got you near moon.
One hit. Two hits.
I think I'm dead.
Damages 1 non-real. And
well,
1 non-real.
You're at 0 right now.
So you take 2 non-real. Were you still at 2 hit points?
I should just magic missile their bowstrings.
Jenny, were you still at 3 hit points?
I mean, you killed him on hit.
Okay, so you've got 2 non-real, which means you're at 0. So basically, you're in and out of consciousness. You're like, oh, you're dazed.
Intimidation. You just killed one.
One round's rest will heal 1 non-real, but then they'll be shooting you.
Come on, guys, let's get out of here.
They have like 1 hit point each, guys.
Yeah, we should start leaving, though. Like,
Zoe's
the one who's going to
Damn, we
got to
be getting close to the end of this. Yeah.
Nobody thinks
I'm
going to
cast mirror image before it ends.
Okay, so you got your mirror
done. I feel like I should try to heal myself again, or else I'm going to die. I will die if I don't heal myself again.
Can I boost him now that I'm out of the sphere?
Yes.
Okay. Boost!
Alright. And you will get D3, and you will get D3. Same for
Run.
Get 5 healings!
Brunson gets 1. However, how many Brunsons out there? How many Brunsons are there?
One per... level or
what?
D4 plus 1.
I thought there was a difference being made in Illusion.
3 plus 1 is 4s.
I think there's a subtle difference.
Oh, okay.
Spells, but I'll check
if it's that, then I have 4. Boost, 1. I got 1 left. How much damage? Jake's not down here, or not up here, right?
No.
He also didn't take that. Well, he took a pretty heavy bite.
Dude, he got bit by a dragon and thrown
yes,
in the
yes, actually, percentile dice roll.
No, no biggie.
Oh, 2 percentiles.
He gains 100.
93? Is that good?
That's very good.
Oh, excellent. 4.
Uh-huh. It's the same.
Exact same as a D3. D4 plus 4.
Okay. However, all of them get attacked by D3.
Oh,
yes.
Fuck.
They're organized.
How many of these suckers are there?
The one that was on you.
More than 50.
Missed. The one that was on, or one of the ones that was on, that's a hit. That's a miss. Only real damage will destroy the mirror image, though, not non-real. So only one of them hit on that guy, and it is destroyed. Okay.
Got three left. What's with you and rolling real
only
damage?
Only four Brunsons left.
Good chance.
Have you rolled any non-real damage yet?
Yes, I have.
Not on me.
Two on her.
There's four Brunsons left. We must get out of
here. Next Brunson.
It's crying. Okay, I will cure light wounds on
all
this while this is happening.
So you have one Brunson that's remaining for sure. Next Brunson.
Besides
one hit.
Humans, you're at 4 hit points.
You're on five Brunsons.
Last one only has
you're
two
at two, 4 hit points.
And both missed. So you've got two left.
I got two Brunsons, so there's three Brunsons left.
Three Brunsons up close.
We must get on. Jeez, what happened?
Okay, Dearman is awake. We're leaving now. Someone grabbed Blanket.
Did I do you yet?
Oh, yeah, you do. But I met
one. One on you.
Okay, so.
Missed.
Get up and pick Blanket up.
Okay. I gotta keep up with
three Brunsons are yelling at
me. You have the same amount of hit points as me. Let's go.
Does Charlotte know of, like, a nearby village or anything like that?
You know there are villages in the area. That's all you know. You don't really know exactly where you are.
Are you guys gonna leave?
You've really never been here, right?
Well, I mean, it's a deep woods, big, and you've certainly never been to this place before.
Your keys
are
here.
Who's over there? It was 50 miles away, and
she's living the.
Your kids are now than you were before. It's probably 40 miles away.
I have a mansion, forget the price.
You can
ain't
you,
never
you can
been
walk
there, they tell me it's nice.
And now you really just need to get away from the fairies.
Yeah,
and she feels kind of dazed.
This is that song Game Witch right for her.
Right, Dan?
Her name was Solomon.
The Joe Walsh song?
I didn't hear it.
I have a mansion, forget the price. Ain't never been there, they tell me it's nice.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so Dearwood's still at zero, right?
He just failed me when he was casting Cure Light on me.
Oh, well, he failed, didn't he?
Did
you fail to cast Cure Light?
No.
You failed? You
missed.
They missed? So you did cast it. So what hit points is he at?
Four.
Okay, you're at four, so you're conscious.
Did I arrive yet? I was running as fast as I could.
It takes like 3 minutes to get to the top, so...
No. How many hands?
You can see them up there. You see Jake. Jake sees you running. He's like, are we running away? Because I'm losing my armor.
No.
Ow! Stop!
Are you okay, Jake?
These things are crazy.
I kind of
we really should let him lose his armor.
I feel
going to get another one of those.
11.
You should.
We'll come back later. When
now they're staying out of reach. I can't even reach them. They're shooting me from too far away.
You do like a funeral.
Die.
Yeah.
They are kind of
juicy, man.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
The pit. You ever watch
okay.
Parks and Rec?
No, I'm not full of
that. So are you in full retreat? Are we leaving?
Yeah, Doomwood will grab like another way out.
We'll come back for your armor later, Jake.
Yeah, Charlotte's on that verge of like, she's leaning. Bazaar comes up the hill.
Oh, you're on
you get two-thirds of the way up the hill and find Charlotte laying in the tree dazed. She's like, her eyes are rolling back up in her head. It looks like she's barely conscious.
Am I near her?
Okay.
No, she went down the fine
I'm going to use Phantasmal Force, stand next to her, and make a fake Theon.
Just a box around us.
Okay.
You should make a fake Theon with a door. With a bar on both sides.
The inside.
A bar on the inside and it swings in.
Okay, got
it. A bar on both sides.
You've got all this figured out. Alright? I'm gonna cast Phantasmal Art. I'm gonna strain out an alteration of reality while being attacked by bad guys. One bad guy attacks you in the process. If he does real damage, you will fail the spell.
And all the spells.
What is your AC?
3.
There, Thacko is kind of crappy. He missed.
It's not a spell, it's shaping reality.
Yes. It is a spell enough. Okay? So you have shaped a box around you and Charlotte with a door that opens inward with a bar, and I'm going to roll d6 minus 3. That's the number of fairies that were trapped inside the box with you.
Okay.
D6 minus 3.
None. Phantasmal Forest, splice water, smack, 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 smack.
There are no fairies inside the box with you.
You beat me to it.
Although the
it.
Thought occurred to you for a moment and you were terrified.
Well, I expected there would probably be one or two. But I'm just going to smack them really fast. Eric's fairies.
Okay. And during that time, Charlotte is possibly hit again.
Yeah, Eric just cleaves a fairy.
No. No. And yes. For one real damage.
Oh.
So she is at -1, so she's unconscious, but two of them are non-real.
Got it.
So in 2 minutes, she'll be awake again. Now
she's
you're safe inside the box.
Is she affected by the box?
Yeah, I don't know how to heal people that are not... Make a fake Theon.
She
can't see him.
A first level spell.
She can't see him.
And anyway, what does that look like exactly?
Well, me, and
oh,
then I do the way...
You believe the box?
It's like,
is
it's
the
like
box see-through?
It's like a porta-potty.
I mean to believe it.
You do or you don't?
I don't think so.
It's a porta-potty.
Okay. So so that means you're controlling it.
Yeah.
You're mentally controlling it. Okay.
So
you can't see out.
You get to mentally potty. Smack fairies.
But you can't see out.
You get an outhouse house. It's
relatively opaque.
Okay.
You hear... from outside.
Hey, guys!
So one fairy doesn't believe in hits you and fill your concentration.
Is color
I'd
spray?
I'd have to have a reason to even think to not believe it.
Isn't a color spray like a cone?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh. What? So when you got that spell? You've been alone here this whole time.
There's all kinds of spells. He doesn't use. He just so he's
no.
He
I just got them last session.
Oh, okay.
I just got them last session.
You have four color sprays memorized.
I have.
Back in all this heat over here.
I have 14 first level spells today.
Jeez.
That's pretty messed
he
up.
He gets twice as many with his...
Yeah, no,
and an extra one before...
Well, not today,
and
12 hours.
An
right?
extra one before the double when I have 19 wisdom.
Okay. So, you've got Lycan. You're on the run. The two of you are in the box.
Wait, did my Ayunstone hit a fairy at any point? So
you can get bonus for like a priest?
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Jeez.
Based on wisdom. That's how they do it. Okay. Theon is running. Janny was by Jake. Are you still going up to the precipice?
Yes.
Okay, so this round you're arriving up at the top. You're not hit at all. Okay. But you do notice that apparently the memo has made it across because they all shoot at you from further away. They don't get close enough either.
I see all of you cowards.
The great destroyer.
Okay.
She takes one.
And you guys are going down back off the back of the precipice directly away from the dragons. That
all three grunts are
looks right. like Team Pixie is blasting off again.
Do I see like any games?
You see Lycan? yes, as you're arriving at the top, you see Dearmuid is carrying Lycan away from the top.
Is he dead?
Looks dead.
Dearmuid's
dead. I'm going to use the poison spell, or no.
Whoa.
Realize poison.
Yeah.
Okay. So poison. She's running up behind you and wants to try to help Lycan. You guys are about halfway down, back away from
I'm
there.
I'm still running, but I'm slowing
the,
down.
The fairies are still attacking, so it's a D3 fairy on everybody. Danny, one. Hit. One non-real damage.
There's your spell.
Theon, one, this, Brunson, three Brunsons, you get one, miss, big Brunson number one, gets one, miss, big Brunson number two, gets one, yep, one. And
the dice averaging is balancing out.
For one real, you have one
quit rolling real damage,
sorry, you have one, big like, Brunson left.
You gotta roll more fairies or more real damage.
Okay. Roll a d20.
Me?
Yep.
You blow up.
A one.
Okay. You see a troop of fairies that's coming from the left and they're circling around, moving in flanking position on the party. There's half a dozen of them or so and they're flying in a V The ones toward the front look like they have like armor pieces and stuff that are a little bit more physical than the ones that you've seen so far.
Oh,
and there is one in the back in the middle of the V that's dressed like in a little white robe and has a little wand.
Wait,
and
we got a mage! I'm casting.
I'm going to take those...
Casting knock. Area of effect knock.
Mage. All
right.
Die!
Okay. And you neutralize poison on Lycan. He comes back to full consciousness.
Do I see...
Oh, cool.
not the ones I just described to him, but there are fairies everywhere.
And someone's
literally everywhere. You,
okay. I am
just
going
so everyone's aware, no matter where you look, there's nowhere that you don't see a fairy.
I'm going to cast.
There's none close to you, but they're all zooming all over the place. It's like being in a beehive.
I'm going
to
get my.
How far from them are we?
Okay, so you cast neutralize poison, he wakes up, and the next thing you're going to cast Dust Devil. Okay.
I'm getting my four balls of magic.
And I'm going to make it circle around and capture all the fairies and kill them.
Okay. All right, Charlotte is conscious again. You got back your two non-real. You're at one hit point. And you find yourself inside a very tight quarters. Fully clad. But it's a very tight quarters.
And Bezor.
With Bezor.
Bezor farts.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, farting.
She wakes up.
Oops. What is going on?
She says, what is going on?
We're in a box.
We're in a box.
For safety.
We're in a box.
We're just playing drums on the box.
Right. Anyway.
Well,
you're in a box.
We got in a box.
With Charlotte.
By the box being around us suddenly.
Is it one of your things?
Yes. Thing. I don't know.
Get your own box.
I assume I got my last non-real card right back.
Play yes. Marvin Gaye.
Cool. Okay. Roll initiative.
Hold back this game.
You're definitely being shot by, potentially shot by fairies, so we'll see if...
Four, or six. No, nine. Sorry, I go in.
Okay, so the area of effect knock spell will go off.
Yeah.
You'll still be shot by fairies, but it will go off.
Hopefully it'll hit more than just
their attacks go in melee.
It's like a bullet seismic charge. That's what we like.
Okay. And then you're basically trying to center it on the approaching flight
path. The fairy squad, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Fairy squad.
Can I try and leave the box so I can...
Just as you're finishing casting, you hear she's going, hey, get me,
yeah!
It's spellcraft.
When I hear that formation, all I think is Darth Vader's...
A seven.
She's casting magic missile.
Aha!
Okay. The spell goes off. The spell goes off. They both go off. What are your damage?
Do you have shield spell?
Actually, you don't have to worry damage.
Ten.
You might.
And two. 12 points of damage. How average.
Okay. Ten and two.
Stay right. In formation.
And then...
I bet to them, it looks like both have off charge.
They're rolling magic resistance is a natural 100. I thought it was an 0-something. I rolled down a natural 100. What is that?
I didn't know they had magic resistance. Keep rolling 100.
Yeah, it doesn't work with 100. Okay, so it goes off, and it basically hits their area, and they're decimated.
Yeah.
However, the magic missiles hit you.
Do you have shield? Have
don't you have the globe up?
I have
it. My dust devil.
No, because you know
my... It doesn't shield.
It doesn't target me or the fake bronze.
That's a good question, because they could do that. So, even odd. Even you, odd him. It's him.
Ha-ha!
Okay, he's gone.
The shield went up automatically, but you got targeted.
No,
you have to have a variant for that.
You have to have shield up.
Huh.
Okay.
So my brother is dead.
And then Janny has summoned the Dust Devil, which basically looks like about a 6-foot-tall whirlwind. It's whipping up little bits of detritus and leaves and sticks and stuff.
And fairies.
And the fairies, if they get close enough.
Wait, get that fairies wand!
Okay, so you just basically have it attack fairies?
Yeah, I'm just gonna have it circle us so that, you know, whenever it picks up, it picks up.
Okay. Alright, so as you're leaving, the Dust Devil is circling you and helping
keep
them
at bay. Awesome.
Let's go grab the dead wizard fairy.
Oh, wait, did I drop any?
Yeah, there's not much of her left.
Did I use wands?
She had 2 hit points and took 12, so.
Either way,
Did fairy Harry's used wands.
Ron, you just did Boba Fett's
head.
Good job, buddy.
You never even saw him.
The fairy wand.
He's the only one even
knows. Hopefully the dust devil disappears and whatever was in it dies.
It's like this.
So I can keep one of their wands.
Yeah,
okay. So, other than Bezor and Charlotte, if the rest of you are in full retreat,
like a full size magic wizard, cast fireballs.
This is the fairy wand that runs and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lead.
Hey, what's going on?
You have to stand
okay, so other than the two of them that are in the box, you guys are in full retreat. I'm going to roll 3d3, but each one is going to be -1 because you're getting further away and because she's got the dust devil up. So if it comes out to 0, it's 0. So 3d3 minus 3. Or each one minus 1. Okay, so that's 1. Oh, this is on Janny. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a total of 3. And total of 5. That's a very good roll. Miss, hit. Hit. 2 hits on you. 2 non-real and 1 real.
I'm still not good. I still got
hard to die from non-real damage. Sometimes you go.
I think I got 11 left.
Okay, Theon.
Wait, can you die from non-real?
No.
Oh, I was going to say. 1 million. Because I was at like negative.
Is that real?
One on Theon so far.
What a non-real.
Two on Theon so far. That's it.
It was clearly real enough to make me go unconscious.
And hits.
Pretty sure.
One real damage.
Wait, you see, you believe that it was
real?
Okay.
But
yeah,
but you see, you believe it to be real?
Brunson?
So not drop.
If you're magically healed, does all your non-real damage go away?
If you're what?
If you're magically healed, does all your non-real damage go away?
No, the only thing that takes the non-real away is time.
So you'd be out for 1,000,000 minutes.
Call that a coma. Okay. Anyway, so I've got 1, 2.
How much you had a wishbone?
2 on Brunson. No, I just did Brunson, didn't I? Did I do you? No, okay, this is you again. 2 on you. 1 hit. 1 non-real.
How long is 1,000,000 minutes? 60,000,000 seconds.
Charlotte's in the box. Deerwood is running. 1.
1 leap year, 1 non leap year,
only 1 total.
329 days, 10 hours, 40 minutes. So
one
almost
real.
2 years.
Okay, I'll sustain it.
Little tiny, basically what happens when you get a real point of damage, these little tiny arrows shot you somewhere where it hurts. Like, oh, right my eye! Oh, that went my ear.
At least the other fairies were.
The other ones are like,
my sister.
Oh, my eye!
I've had a rough day.
So 1,000,000 minutes is 40 days less than 2 years. What
lot.
Do you want us to do? Like that would be
so
a
690 days.
Okay.
So we're running away. Isn't that good enough?
Lycan was fully conscious.
Because
no.
It's 329.
1, 2, 3. 4. This.
Who looks the worst off?
Hit. 1 hit for 1 real point damage.
I am very insane.
Now, Deer Moon probably, or Janny's pretty bad off.
I'm 3.
Charlotte's pretty bad off, but she's not with you yet.
I will boost Deer Moon.
37.
Yeah, you feel better.
Can I get like 9 points or something?
Temporary hit points.
This is my last boost.
That's a thing. I'm sure that is a thing.
So I'm at 5 hit points right now. So
temporary
I guess
hit points a thing in this.
Please hold a spell for me.
Yeah.
I have no cure light.
There's temporary hit points.
Wait.
Yeah, I was just saying, can I get?
I do have one more cure light wounds in memory because I cast this one on.
And then cast it while running and being.
No, I'm saving for him.
I can't really leave this box safely.
Yeah, all you hear out.
Yeah, like, because pretty soon night falls. he's like, oh wait, the box is there. Nothing.
I'll just make it real eventually.
Yeah. Just make a box in the middle of the forest for the rest of time.
He's like,
well, it's made out of wood. It'll be great eventually.
Should put an air vent in here.
No, there's a door. There's room for air to come.
It's made out of wood, so I assume it's not like a full, like...
I got the sound for what it sounds like in this box.
Okay.
When it's raining?
That's a lot of arrows. Okay, anyway, everyone has cleared the vicinity of the fairies enough. Everyone has cleared the vicinity of the fairies enough to no longer be attacked, except for Brunson and I'm sorry, Bazor and Scarlet.
Charlotte.
Bazor and Charlotte
are in. We'll be back for you!
Yeah, once we heal up, we have to go back and get Jake's armor. It's like, what, a plus two plate mail?
Several male fairies come and lift their kilts at you as you're running away.
Get out of here!
Fine!
Get out of here! Get out! Smack your teeth. Get out!
We'll unleash our druid on you.
We'll unleash our druid.
She'll decimate your population.
Smack a fairy! Smack a fairy!
Can I use clairvoyance?
Jake, by the way, Jake has his greaves, which go from the knee down, bracers, which refer to his forearms, and that's it.
If we just leave
the
them
the
for long
the
enough,
of the pit.
If we just leave them for long enough, then they'll die of freezing to death.
Like, it, can they even live in this weather?
Months, Lord.
Well, it's spring right now, but wait until winter.
wait
they survive. They don't have a lifespan of less than a year.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's
gonna
be
going to
be
hibernate.
They bury themselves in the mud.
Well, then we wait for them to hibernate, and then we fireball. All right.
Anyway, so you're in the woods, but you're away from the area.
We're supposed to go to Jacko at the beginning of spring.
Yeah, which is still almost a month away. The time for you to be back there is almost a month away.
He gave us, like...
Besides, my vengeance cannot wait that long.
So where are we at?
You're in the woods, but you're away from the fairy... Again, right. Except for Bazor and Charlotte.
How bad off is Jake?
What's that?
How bad off is Jake?
Not too bad.
How
between a third and half.
Are you right now?
Me?
Yes.
I don't look healthy at all.
She's at one hit point. One real hit point, and no non-real.
I have two real hit points.
Oh, you're twice as tough as Charlotte. Relish the day. It's not gonna last.
It takes a solid slap to knock me unconscious.
Charlotte looks like he can poke her and she'll like go unconscious.
Yep. Alright, so.
So, how are we gonna get out of this box?
I could get away, but then you'd be here by yourself for a while. Well, if you can come get us.
Well, we're kind of.
Hey guys, we're Charlotte and Basil.
Is there
I don't
any
know.
Villages
by,
nearby?
There were, as a matter of fact, there were around, I don't know.
No, if you walked 3 miles in the woods, you didn't see any sign of life.
I can,
forest and stuff.
I'm gonna ride on my unicorn.
What does hypnotic pattern do?
You have to take the amulet out.
It's a battery. It tends to be hypnotic.
Try to convince the villain you ride on it.
I mean, I don't think she's really gonna reject me. I mean, I'm gonna tell her what just happened. I'm gonna have to explain her language.
So
I'm gonna
take out the amulet.
Danny pulls out the unicorn amulet and summons the unicorn.
I'm gonna.
She murdered fairies.
Why didn't you use it against the dragon?
She said she was gonna explain it. But anyway, she does immediately back away.
That'd be awesome.
I'm going to explain about.
Why is she
back? Why are you listening to Scott?
She's not looking at him, she's looking at you.
Why is this force getting aggressive?
No, it's not getting aggressive, it's backing away.
I'm going to tell her.
She murdered fairies.
About the...
You realize that you're covered in fairy blood, dragon blood, probably poison.
Oh, yeah.
That was very smart of you.
I think you need a bath.
I mean...
You probably stink.
She probably knows prestige.
Is this the lake nearby?
Not here.
I'm going to explain...
That's not the one that isn't...
There's a river somewhere in the forest. You can work your way around.
I'm going to tell her about the dragon we had to fight and how that... Fairies were attacking us, and I tried getting something from inside the cave, and I ended up getting poison on me.
Mind you, they can probably
detect
lies, so don't lie to it.
I'm not lying to it. High or low?
High.
That won't help you.
55?
Okay. She's calm, but she's not letting you get near her.
I get it. I'm gonna just talk to her while we walk.
You know, horses, generally, unicorns do not do well with the smell of blood, and if she smells the poison on you, if you touch her with the poison on your hand, you could kill her.
What does hypnotic pattern do?
I'm not going to risk that. Hypnotic pattern controls anybody who witnesses it based on the suggestion as well.
I'm going to
So I can use hypnotic pattern and get fairies as bodyguards.
On
fey beings.
Okay, I'm going to try... Oh.
You'll have to crack open the door, at least, to do it.
Are fairies fae beings?
They're fae in nature.
Can I roll Monster Lore and see if it would work on them?
it should work, you know.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to.
Alright, I'm gonna first try and believe the box.
Or mind you, they've gotta save for all resistances.
Right, I'm gonna first try and believe the box.
Okay, so you're gonna make the box solid. Roll a fail, a saving throw versus a solution.
And give myself minus two, right?
Yes.
I failed by six.
Okay, so the box is solid.
Okay, cool.
Now you have to lift the bar to open the door.
So I have to open the
bar
door.
Bar for the inside.
So I have to open the door some to do it?
You're going to have to crack the door a little bit, yeah. Which even if they shoot, they'll have a really poor chance of it.
Okay. Charlotte, I need you to hold the door mostly closed.
What?
I just need a little crack. Alright, I lift the bar.
On both sides.
There's only one bar.
And
then I cast hypnotic pattern on the outside of the...
Okay, so you're going to basically look for an area where maybe you can spot some berries and cast hypnotic.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. First of all, we'll see if any of them actually try to do anything about it. It's unlikely. So we'll do 2d3, each one's minus 2. No. So no shots come through the door while you are casting.
Cool.
You should have just, like, changed it to make little holes in the floor so you put your feet through there.
That might have been a good idea. That would have been funny, but it would have been okay.
It would have been like a really tiny bobbing out of his head.
Oh,
okay.
Does that?
Oh my. Alright.
Stick your feet out of the mountain. I was gonna say.
It has its own feet.
That makes sense.
Big giant chicken.
Okay. So you go to do it and you're making the pattern, but you realize like the box is kind of cramped for the way you really need to move your arms, and so you bang your elbow and like that. The spell goes off, but it goes off with like it's much smaller than it otherwise would have been.
What?
You made your box too small. I thought I could do them like with smaller motions of the Dexate.
Well, you can't normally do it with smaller motions, but this is a big area that you have to control the patterns in the area to make them hypnotic.
Okay.
It actually has in the description of the spell that you must wave your hands largely, gesture appropriately.
Oh, okay. So
normally while holding a glowy stick of incense, but right. You don't do that.
Is there a...
Let's get
like,
smoky.
Is there a proficiency or is there a proficiency or something that I can, like, get to reduce the hands that I... the motion that I need to do or something?
Maybe.
Is there a proficiency
that
I can...
Never heard of one.
Can I, is there a proficiency I can get to make me not have to chance like an idiot, whatever?
Basically, you have to move the patterns inside there, so unless you could somehow move 30
yeah.
yards wide patterns with very small motions of your hands...
You'd have to put your hands really close to your face.
So, yes, but that would just make way less strands bigger, because
yeah.
You see your hands like this. So there's like 5 foot by 5 foot area, but each strand is like giant. Not at all. Anyway... Point is, it goes off. It's a slightly smaller area than you expected, and you catch some fairies in there. So, what it actually does is they will stand fascinated, gazing at it as long as you maintain the shifting.
What?
And as long as you continue it, any new ones that come and see it can be enraptured by it as well.
Can I even walk while I'm doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nothing like suggestion.
Not a suggestion.
Let him.
Hypnosis is the suggestion. But not a pattern. It trances them. But even while you're watching out it, you see another one come look at it and become entranced.
How many are in there right now?
At least a dozen.
Dude, hold him there. Fire.
Color spray.
So you asked whether or not you could collect them all in one place and then fireball them? Could have done. Also, probably could have killed the dragon about 3 rounds sooner if somebody would have actually been attacking it.
Yeah.
I tried.
You did.
Me
but
too.
It was a poison gas thing.
All I had to do was magic.
That's all I
would have
been doing.
Alright. Time to go.
My wisdom's pretty good too. We got 17 wisdom.
We're going to run very fast.
And now I had to go 200 days.
If you run past the hypnotic pattern, you can't really run very fast. If you jog past the hypnotic pattern, then any of them that pursue you or come towards you, I'll have a chance of getting caught by it.
Right.
But so will she.
So don't look up at, by, just look at your feet the whole time.
You hear him, Jay?
What?
He told Charlotte, look at your feet the whole time. Don't look at the lights.
Don't look anywhere but your feet.
Okay.
He there's nothing you. Interesting out there.
Don't look at the lights, Charlotte.
Okay. Alright. So we're gonna, you're gonna run, and I'm gonna do 66 all at minus 2. If they're all two, all roll 2 or less, you'll get no shots on anybody.
66? Or
63? Yep.
63. Okay. 66.
I got 4 shots on Mazor.
Jeez!
What?
I rolled 3 sixes and a 5.
Oh, phantom armor prevents the first 5 damage, doesn't it?
Good. Yeah, you got it.
Oh yeah, I have an armor spell.
That wouldn't have done anything to the poison breath gas, right?
No.
Okay, good. Because that would mean I wouldn't have had it before.
Right.
So
you have phantom armor up?
Yeah.
Okay, so actually, you were shooting before you did have some better.
Well, that's what made my AC3.
Okay. All right, so
but
here
that
we
means
go.
I really have 7 good ones.
Yeah. And none of them hit.
Nice.
Okay. On Charlotte. First of all, only one is even shooting at you. But he hit. Uh-oh, 50-50 chance of putting her at 0.
Isn't it 0 no matter what? Is non-real not
yeah, true? She's going to
yeah,
0, but she's not actually 0. It's 1 non-real. You take 1 non-real, so she goes to 0. She starts to stagger.
I need some of these.
You know that she's on the verge of unconsciousness. You'll have
new
to
players,
like delay, help her, carry her.
I feel like the mana cost for that.
Proper honor your shoulder, something, or otherwise. Or otherwise, she's not going to make it out.
Fine. I'll help her walk.
Okay? So he's helping you.
Okay.
All right. Also, roll saving throw versus spell. You get wisdom bonus. And then you get an extra plus 4 because he told you not to look at the lights to see whether or not you look at the lights.
15.
You made it. You're fine. So you do not look at the lights. You're not mesmerized. See if any more shoot you. Yes.
Do you have a newer or anything?
One hit for 1 point of non-real. So now she's at negative 1. She's actually unconscious in your arms.
How far from the hypnotic pattern are we now?
You're just past it. You're almost out of the area.
Okay, once I get out of the area where I think they won't follow
are attacking
when the hypnotic pattern goes down.
One hit you.
Okay.
For 1 non-real.
Okay.
And you were saying?
Once I get past the point where I think that they won't follow me when the hypnotic pattern goes down.
You did see, by the way, as you went through there were roughly about maybe 30 to 40 of them that are staring at the pattern.
Wow. Do I think they'll scatter before I get a color spray off?
14 cards, all day.
Okay, I'll just keep going. Once I get away far enough that I think that they won't be able to, that they won't follow when the color when the hypnotic pattern goes down, I'm gonna use Phantasm Force and go
back. Okay. Alright, last time on you. Two. One hit, 1 real.
Okay. Do the non-reals count for its phantom armor as well?
What color is that?
It's kind of an idiot. I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Because it doesn't say real. It just says
this
damage.
This
is and
that's
horrible.
It's also a really good guard.
Charlotte also possibly. One. No hits. Okay. So you've cleared the area pretty good. They're not pursuing you. You look back up there, you see maybe 40 or 50 of them have come to stare at the lights.
7, 8.
And you let it go?
It's face.
Yeah.
Okay. As soon as it goes out, they zip in every direction. They take off in every direction. Then you cast Phantasmal Forge, you make Wheelbarrow, put Charlotte in it.
Yep.
Okay. So a few minutes later, you wake up in a wheelbarrow. Shit and bottles.
Waking up in weird situations.
Just like operates on 19 minutes. Modern problems require modern solutions.
Okay. Now, let's see. Charlotte, roll a d6 and what lightning roll the other one? Okay. The two groups wind up close enough in the woods that you hear Bezor running through the woods with the wheelbarrow. Not necessarily.
If I'm pushing it,
make it real.
I couldn't interact with it if I was.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
I definitely do not believe in this wheelbarrow.
Your old actual thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I know this thing ain't real.
You can just throw her on your shoulder. What's your strength?
12.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I'll just sit there and chop her up a little bit and use your carrot.
I'm stronger than the Bezor we're talking about. You might try it.
I can make it. I have plenty of sex.
I put her in sacks and carry her to the party.
I have the big gnome sack. The big gnome sack.
Okay.
You can fit a person in that.
Alright, anyway, the two groups manage to get close enough in the woods that you can be reunited. And the fairies are not currently pursuing you, as far as you can tell.
The unicorn, if she knows that there might be some water source nearby.
My stuff, man. Okay. Play your knowledge.
Do you speak animal?
Yeah, I can.
If you speak with animals, my friends,
she knows.
Haha, no.
So,
I think that was one of the last ones I had because I talked to the wolf.
So you speak with animals and she says, yes, there's water to the west, a couple miles.
Is she going to bathe in water right now?
She wants water.
Forgot about that.
So there's no water near us right now?
Right. Okay, because you said about a mile away.
Yeah, because Theon would probably tell her that that's not a good idea.
What?
Bathing poison off in water in the middle of the woods. I've already poisoned one water source.
I mean, I have.
Yeah, a river diluted a lot.
Yeah.
I'm probably gonna just ask her to leave me there because I really want to get most of this stuff off me.
Okay, so Janny is suggesting that the group go to the river and get cleaned up. Everyone is coated in the green powder from the dragon's breath.
Everyone could use rest.
We could rest by the lake.
I have a nap spell in memory.
That could make one little bit of rest worth a lot more. Okay.
And I need my spell back.
We can rest.
Are we
by
going to the river?
Yes.
Sounds good.
Down to the river. Okay. You go down to the river. The unicorn leads you there.
I
she will not let you ride, but she will.
Yeah, I get it.
She will let you
go
along.
I tell people don't touch her because I guess she could die if she gets poisoned.
Right.
She's not going to let a man touch her anyways.
Yeah, she won't anyways.
Okay, so camping beside the river and getting cleaned up.
I just jump in. I'm kind of, in the mood for it.
Alright, so you're soaking clean. Alright, so if you bathe in the river and wash off the powder from the dragon's breath, you get back 2d6 hit points.
Yay, cool. That's nice.
I will.
I'm at 33 hit points.
I'm halfway down.
Woohoo! And you're alive. Okay.
And I'm alive.
Now, it does occur to you, to Theon, having healing proficiency, that there is a supernatural character to the breath weapon. It obviously was poison gas, and it had a sort of a powder residual effect to it. Now you're washing that powder off, and people are feeling better. It's almost as if the powder, the poisonous gas of the beast was not actually intended to kill.
It's a good dragon. He's killed a good dragon.
Alright!
I feel like we just killed a good dragon.
Is there really such a thing as a good dragon? And ask,
I don't know, is
was
there?
That dragon
is your good alive? Your area of expertise.
There are different schools. It wasn't a good dragon. That's for sure. I'm not sure what it was doing. It might have just been trying to drive us off. You said it was a good dragon?
No,
the god said it was not. A bad dragon.
The god said it was not a good dragon.
It wasn't a bad dragon, though, maybe. Or maybe it was loyal to the...
Maybe that's a whole other augury.
Maybe it was an in-between dragon.
Well, it was a druid, right?
It was druid.
Because if a breath weapon hit fairies,
and because the fairies were evil, the dragon was good. Fairies are actually neutral.
They sure acted kind of evil.
Though in folklore, fairies are evil beings.
Although the one that you met in on the Elven Planet of Water didn't seem evil.
Can I roll it unless it just staged us killing a dragon so that the other fairies had a reason to wage war on us?
Okay.
Can I roll Monster Lord to see if fairies tend to be evil or?
Sure.
7.
Okay, so legend has it that fairies are they're really not good or evil per se, but they are so mischievous that most people mistake them for evil.
Yeah, fairies,
they're just ornery.
Fairies are not particularly good or evil, but they do a lot of mischief. So people think they're evil. But about the dragon thing, I'd say there are multiple schools of thought, but in my opinion, every dragon is evil because they don't belong here. They're just invading our planet.
What are you talking about?
Are dragons native to the Prime Material Plane?
No.
So technically, you made evil.
Wrong.
You made a dragon and we fought it.
Wrong. His dragon was neutral. Also wrong.
If it wasn't neutral, then what was it?
Non-existent. I erased it.
You killed it.
So
it didn't
actually,
hit.
By technicality,
no,
as soon as you made it real,
it
became a chromatic
it
dragon.
You really have to be
therefore, wrong. I erased it.
Do you need help?
Well, now it's dead.
Yes. It never existed in the first place now that it is erased.
It
there
did
no
exist,
corpse.
And you killed it.
There is no
there is
residual.
A
just because it doesn't have a head, there's still a corpse.
Yeah.
Okay. So they went to the river, about a mile walk. Everybody washed. When you washed in the river, you got up to 2d6 hit points back from the dragon's breath.
Not me.
If he was, what happens when you wash lightning?
The discussion that was initiated was it seemed like the dragon's breath really wasn't designed to kill. One of Hermes' underlings or friends.
We should have just tossed
him. Unlikely it's Hermes himself.
Yeah.
When asked if the dragon was good aligned, and the answer is no. The dragon's not good aligned.
It is a druid, so
it's probably neutral.
Yeah.
And also Bazor referenced the annals of his mind for information about fairy kind to say that fairies are often mistaken as evil because they're so mischievous.
Yeah, and all dragons.
Mischievous to the point of being mistaken for evil.
Right. Okay, so that's where we are.
Which is evil enough for me.
Alright.
I'm going
to
put my dragon, which
will
make sure everything is off. I gotta make sure I clean my hands.
By the way, Brunson,
okay.
I just did a thingy that hypnotized a ton of fairies.
Feel
and I had like 50,
some kind of
50
residue
fairy
from
things
the
all gathered.
The
little
what's that?
Really?
There's something.
Yeah. We could do that to hold them in one place so I can fire.
Have you ever get like glue on your hands?
Yeah.
So
and
you
then
feel like
afterwards there's still
on.
Something there. I mean, like you can
I'm
you're
when
you're
get
peeling little
I
bits of
it
poison
it
off.
Well, then I'm gonna wait before I go better. I'm probably gonna like scrub my hands.
Yeah,
and you do so, you shake it off, you wash it off. There's still a little
hold
bit.
Hold that genocide. Come on,
it's gonna take a while.
I think I have something.
You want a war? We'll bring you war.
The
great genocide of fairy kind in the forest.
Probably
the
not.
I'm
four
sure
planet.
There's like 2 billion other ones that are flying around somewhere. Like, we're not even noticing.
Soap might
help. Burn down the forest.
It's all
start a massive wildfire.
I think it's just going to take time.
We could make a controlled wildfire and
we're
just
off. Yeah,
burn up.
You could sit there and pick at every last one.
I mean,
you
I
will eventually
gloves,
get off.
Right?
Right through their territory.
I mean, I don't have anything
it's not
else.
Liquid now, so it shouldn't
is
spread.
Is it only on my hands?
But the gloves that you used were soaked with it, so they're wasted. They're no good.
I think I bought 2 pairs, actually. Because I know, like, I bought 2
yeah,
pairs
yeah, she bought pairs everything. Of gloves while she was carrying the to touch the rod or whatever.
Yeah, I had a bunch of gloves just because I wanted to. So I'm gonna probably change my clothes behind a tree. I'm gonna tell nobody to come this way.
D3 fairies watch you. One comes out, shoots you in the butt. You see a really bad like wound there, and the arrow. Oh, yeah,
it's scaring
part of the arrow is still stuck in there.
I didn't heal that.
No. That's minor heal. It heals scratches and bruises.
I mean,
doesn't
I can
heal
minor wounds. I think that's what it's called.
They spent the time to post it.
That'll be the last thing to heal because your butt actually got stabbed by an arrow.
Who is that?
Okay. I'm gonna just put probably a new robe. Yeah. My cloak, or whatever I got. Yeah. And right. Then I'm going to go ride my horse, she says yes. I'll wear my gloves, and I'll wear protective gear. I'll be all clothed.
She doesn't seem interested. What is the purpose of you riding this? For your enjoyment?
I'm tired. No. I'm exhausted. I almost died. But I almost died.
She doesn't know anything about that.
I don't think you understand how this works.
You killed a dragon.
It's not unicorn serving you. It's
she's my friend.
Companion.
I'm just asking
she's
her.
She's your friend, but you're trying to use her for like enjoyment. Or...
I just want to sound her.
Oh, I've seen this. We played this before.
She's very strong.
I get it.
I'm
riding right on.
She literally. She's powerful enough.
You know how like sometimes you tell your dog, "Come here, dog. Come here," and it just doesn't come.
I'm going to sit down and I'm
going to
ride on my wolf. Because
I'm okay.
The
unicorn laughs at you.
I'm just tiny. I'm just tired, okay? I almost died.
Can
I had to heal myself
now?
Twice.
Before we sleep, I'm going
to... She doesn't seem to care.
Okay. Yay!
It's like...
You know what? You got yourself wrapped up in this stuff. I don't want to hear about it.
So
wait, he
but
does
she doesn't say anything like that. She just looks at you like she doesn't care.
I'm going
she
to cast.
She doesn't care. I'm riding on the wolf.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm also
going to
this.
I'm just going to fall asleep on
himself?
Him. Honestly.
Probably.
I'm probably just going to.
Like
sleep.
A big fluffy walking fur mattress.
Yeah, I'm just going to fall asleep.
I kind of want to cast Serious Wounds on myself, but then I'm going to get yelled at for it.
This.
My spell.
No one can yell at you for casting a spell on yourself.
Okay.
I know.
Smells good.
I will cast Serious Wounds. 2d8 plus 4, is that what you said?
2d8 plus 2.
Plus 2.
Yeah, because
then all you got to do
which
is attack
two.
Three times.
Right. For some reason, I have a clerical phylactery, and it's over
there.
You're not doing things that expressly ask you to
hurt. I've been traveling a lot. I just traveled the plains. That's about as much travel as you can get.
In the rotting rage sword.
So that's 14 plus 2 is 16.
So maybe that's not the only
what is my minimum right now?
Maybe Hermes has something else other than just random travel.
Hermes is
I'm not sure what he wants.
Oh.
That's true.
Yeah.
I tell the unicorn she can go back if she wants. I'm not gonna force her
cool.
Because I don't want to be mean about
my
it.
First deck.
Okay, so what is my minimum right?
Oh yeah.
What
I'm
is
just
my minimum
put
right?
It on my neck before I fall asleep.
The black one's on that.
Traverse the plains. I got two.
Oh, I just used it for the day.
Right.
Yeah.
So good. Yes.
I wasted
it. She was not happy about it.
She rejected.
You can try using that guy.
I mean, she.
You now know that you will not always be able to ride her whenever you want. She has a mind of her own.
She's
perfect for
it. I was gonna die.
So this you have to discard.
My wolf likes me more.
Okay, who is sparing her?
You did almost kill the wolf and then saved its life.
Can we just camp for a couple days?
Can we go to the keep?
I'm sure this part of the world won't try to murder us for a couple days.
No, I just made a cloak out of it.
We need to get to our keep.
You made a cloak.
Okay, so that's where we're headed now. The keep.
Yeah, and then
I feel like Jake's armor is going to be really rusty.
Is anyone at one hit point?
Does bronze rust? Bronze oxidizes, though, doesn't it?
It oxidizes.
I don't think it's bronze.
Most things don't rust or oxidize underwater.
The only thing that rusts is only ferrous metal rust.
Yeah, it's also
oxygen underwater.
Not in the normal sense.
Only
like
ferrous metal rust.
You need sunlight.
It's also magical, so.
The presence of oxygen.
That probably helps.
Yeah, it is also magical.
So it can rust underwater if it's close to the surface.
Yeah.
It's also magical, so that probably helps. Is anyone at one hit point?
Charlotte?
I'm just kidding. I don't know who I'm at.
Charlotte is now at 5 hit points.
No, Charlotte bathed and got 2d6 back.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, everybody bathed and got 2d6 back.
Who is at the lowest hit points? It's not me.
Well, I'm at 33, so.
I'm at. I've taken 4 damage.
I'm at 8. You're at 8. What's Dearman Daddy?
What was
still
the
four?
Other day we had some huge
fight down
15. The fight, so like
what,
oh, red.
How many you
like,
at? How many you at?
15.
Assuming I got my one.
You're, you have 30. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, did you roll 2d6 for the water thing?
Yeah.
So that means I took 0 damage this combat.
I might be the lowest.
0 real damage.
Yeah, 0 real damage.
I got bumped. Yeah. I was off balance for a second.
An arrow poked me, but it bounced right off my
side.
There
were a lot
at?
Of them shooting at your
I'm at 8.
Spear.
Do you still have non-real damage? No.
Dude, I love that.
What are you at? I'm at 8 after real damage.
Especially since I can
what do you
back
like
out?
A lasting stone.
You have 33
hit points on the outside.
No,
of it.
Yeah, 33.
I was worried that the dragon's
it's me.
Breath.
I'm lowest.
How do you find that hit points? Because I healed back 12.
Yeah. Now I know.
And I got 12
yeah.
more.
But you get hit more.
I am
now I just need to load
lowest.
Up and just go hunt dragons.
I will heal you until
they pick me up at the ball.
I have minus 15.
Drop me from like
if it wasn't for
a
that
mile
whole,
in the air.
And if it wasn't for that whole terror thing,
yeah,
he ran away in fear.
I'm like, fireball.
I'm totally invincible, but it's scary.
Yeah. The best
thing irrational fear. It's irrational fear. All right, so we're yeah, walking.
Fear is by nature irrational.
Thank you.
It's about a 2-day walk.
We can nap, boys.
I'm sleeping.
We are traveling, so we all can
nap. If you nap is if nap is your only sleep, which I don't think you can nap everybody, can you?
Well, unless I count my clerical or my thief levels, no.
No, so 5 people is all you can have. So 5 people can get a full night's sleep in an hour.
I could,
cast
and then
first,
I could probably.
Probably.
Yeah,
cast this
first,
did a lot.
Get spell back, so. But first, we're going to walk a while and then get a camp, right?
Yeah, we never got our horses back. Remember?
No horses, no camp, no tents.
My poor.
Where
expensive
are all horses at?
Taken by the keep.
They were at the.
That's right.
Bandit. You guys left them. You went underground sea. Underground sea.
Captain
Swan. Elemental plane of water. Fairy den. Walking in the woods. That's what just happens.
Well, there goes that.
Stupid Captain Sorbot on the third.
He was stolen and all that. All right. Checking for random encounters as we're walking.
Here we lost my expensive.
Is that a Crucible of Worlds coming?
Huh?
Did you have a Crucible of Worlds?
No. Well, I'm gonna need to wear Crucible.
Uh-oh, I think he's got some.
Okay.
Yep.
As you're walking through the woods.
No, look at it.
Who's alert as you're walking through the woods?
I'm asleep.
Jan is asleep on the back of the wolf.
I am alert. Jimmy
is alert.
Yeah, I'm on
according
the
to my 50-50 shot.
I shrunk down.
You shrunk yourself.
Jimmy with his hat ready, short
she's,
sword
she's
on.
He's
going to
be sleeping
side.
In his randomly
oh.
in
that was my third
no,
combat.
Right.
Damn, that was my third combat. The cloak I got from the vault. The
yeah, I know. That was the point.
The
cloak I got from the vault
yeah,
from the first visit
yeah.
was my combat for
it's the word dysfunctional.
That was third combat?
Yeah.
Oh, from the first visit?
Yeah.
Good dumb joke.
I don't get attacked at most to identify these kind of things.
But how do you think
it's draconic? Oh, I know what that is.
It should be draconic. Why is it draconic?
Okay, well, it's plus one AC, but that's not the only thing
is.
It is, so you don't get to turn
it.
Oh, dear.
Trade
what color was it?
Other games.
Specifically,
Dragonic
is
range.
Green and gray model pattern.
Yeah, exactly.
Like camouflage
almost. Oh, I think I know what this is.
But if they call it Dragonic Summoner.
So what's going on?
I think it's a cloak of magic.
I imagine it's a Dragonic Summoner.
I know I'm not awake, but I want to
know.
Outside game, I think it's a cloak of magic.
Okay, anyway, so if you're all alert, you can all roll. There's no surprise, but moving none too silently through the woods, you see a troop of a half dozen kobolds.
What are those?
Sleep.
They're like goblins, but they're dogs.
Oh.
Are they coming after us?
Oh, come on.
How far away are they?
100 yards.
What's
my
the range
coming
of
at us?
Wait,
after
I have
throw?
A question. How small
okay.
is my chipmunk when I shrink down? Is he like pine size?
I
don't think he shrinks.
Anyone,
yeah.
Yeah,
if you got, if she's
got
carrying
the
2d6
from the
so
river,
he'd be like
the size of a man.
That's not pine size, Ogden. Your
oh,
pine
that,
size.
That's
your pine size. Yeah,
the size like an ant.
Tall, he'd be
2d6
like an 8 by 8 of an inch.
That's like an ant.
So 6 points back.
Okay. Anyway, okay. So you're asking about the kobolds, and then somebody asked about the kobolds. All right. So the kobolds are about 100 yards. And at first, they do not see you. You all see them, they do not see you.
Hunker down.
Okay.
Stay on the side. Get down.
Does everybody get down?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hopefully my wolf
I'll put my cloak, I'll put my hood up.
Kobolds.
Checking to see if the wolf gets down.
My cloak has a hood.
Dude,
yeah, the wolf does not get down. It sits on top of a hill and looks in their direction.
My cloak has a hood.
I should have slept the truth.
It's a wolf. Wolf in the woods.
One,
yeah. What about it?
Does it have a hood?
All of its magical possessions.
Flip the hood up.
Crouch down and try and
look, it's got a little tiny potion.
Okay.
Somebody's
I think I know what this is. I think I know what this is.
Somebody's my wolf is. I'm asleep on the wolf. Nobody's calling the wolf.
Ramel,
D20 for me. That is a 9.
Okay. You notice that when Deerwood squats down, puts his cloak and hood up, and squats down next to the bush, that he becomes almost invisible as long as he's not moving.
Whoa.
Deerwood, where'd you go?
Hey!
That's nice.
I went to Kobolds just for a joke. That's very dangerous.
Range is 1 inch per level, so that would be outdoors, that would be 60 yards.
I'm pretty sure it's a close level.
You're like almost
the grid of it is 2 inches by 2 inches by 1 inch. It's a wedge shape.
Dude, you're almost
not a column shape, a wedge shape.
That's awesome, bro.
Half inch or 5 yards wide at the base, and then it goes out 2 inches.
Keep moving, you're not invisible. Why is that bush shimmying?
Yeah, I knew it. I knew what this was.
Okay.
So we were all trying to be discreet, except the wolf.
Yes, don't if they come near us, I will sleep.
I found tries to call the wolf.
I found it. Both of them.
I mean, the wolf better listen. Awesome. I'm on its back. Hopefully it knows that, you know, that they might attack us if the wolf is spotted.
Okay. A couple of the kobolds look like they saw something in your general direction. You're going to turn out behind bushes and stuff.
Stop shooting.
They look like, what's going on? But then the whole mass of them moves to their left, which is away from you and out of sight.
Yay.
So it doesn't come this way.
Great.
Okay.
Darn. They need to check it out.
Roll a D20.
Me? Okay.
Maybe they were the dragons.
Monster lore.
19.
Very useful skill you have here.
Hey, that's not that failing. That's 2. Failed by 2.
Yeah, that's like the most useful proficiency in that.
We used your roll, unfortunately. For
wait,
you.
Wait, don't. Isn't it based on wisdom?
I don't know, intelligence.
Well, wisdom's 19 right now, so that's not the right roll.
I'll think you made it exactly. You rolled a 19. Okay.
Is this on the boost your wisdom?
All right. Yeah,
oh, you're right.
It's on the boost your wisdom.
Oh, that's dope.
Okay. So it the kobolds travel in groups of between 100 and 500, not 6.
Yeah.
The only kind of kobolds ever travel in small groups are when, like, it's a leader group or something like that, which that didn't look like a leader group. Like shamans or chieftains, maybe. Otherwise, they tend to travel groups of 100 to 500,
so,
not 6.
So
yeah,
what's like,
that tangle with
those
this?
Are not kobolds, or there's a really giant group somewhere?
It's probably the second.
I think they're probably like...
the bush is talking
that,
right
that'd
now.
That'd be like a scout group? Didn't look like it.
The bush is talking right now.
Like a scout group. I don't know why it wouldn't look like a scout group.
I thought you said it didn't look like one of those.
A leader group.
Like a leader group.
Charmin, I'm
why would the leader group
your soul.
Leader groups sometimes travel separate because they have shamans and sheep and like that. They just don't travel with the big pack.
Okay.
He's asking, could it be a scout group for a much larger group that's like right on the other side of the trees or something? A scout group, not a leader group.
Could it be a scout group?
A scout group, two different
things. I could figure it out.
It could easily be a scout group, yes.
Yeah, it could be a scout group.
Or they could have been going to the bathroom. Or
I could investigate something. If you'd like.
Perhaps we should hide.
I don't murder things. I'm very sneaky.
Me without my escape. I'm memorizing 2 of those tomorrow.
I'm making a note to have 2 of those.
I could investigate. I'm very sneaky.
I'll investigate with you as we're going.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.